What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, Unusual Blessings podcast listeners. It's your girl Tunde, and I haven't seen you guys, talked to you guys in about 3 weeks. But so I just did a shoot, and I did it with Anthony Brown. He's a local director and producer and writer here in the city of Atlanta, and he is creating a documentary. Doing a documentary on criminal justice reform, and so he and I are just here and doing this shoot, and I wanted to bring him to you guys and just talk about some of the things that he has going on, what he's done with his production company, what he started and everything. First, Anthony, where do you hail from? Let us know who you are to introduce yourself to the people.
All right. Tundy, for inviting me to your platform. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for contributing to my project.
Yes.
I'm from North Carolina. I'm an Army brat, so I moved around a lot.
Yes.
Ohio, North Carolina, New York. I'm justice impacted, and what that means is I served 17 years in prison, incarcerated from New York State to Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Right.
I'm a writer. Last year, I published my novel, Razor Wire Love.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, I'm a restorative justice advocate, and what that means is I'm on the front lines of removing these barriers and these stigmas that's associated with formerly incarcerated people.
Right.
We are doing away with terms such as ex-convicts and ex-felons because those terms have negative connotations, have negative histories to them.
Right.
And basically, my project, Mugshots to Metropolitan, which I am releasing on June 19th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a restorative justice documentary that's basically breaking down how the criminal justice system was started in this country,
right,
and the purpose,
right,
how it was weaponized and exploited to dominate non-white people, i.e. black people.
Black and browns.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
And they're doing an effective job.
Right.
These places are nothing but human warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
You have staff members that's there solely for a check, which I don't begrudge them.
Right.
But when you're promoting to the public that, you know, it's some rehabilitation going on, that
right. It's
things that's going on to make people productive citizens upon their release, that's not what's going on inside there.
And
my project and my work is not about bemoaning the prison justice system. My purpose and my mission is to stop people from going inside of it in the first place.
Right.
We want to stop people. We want to educate people.
Right.
I created a company, Prodigal Sons Entertainment. It's a film company. We're going to be making some dope movies, some dope projects.
Yes.
We want to create job opportunities for people to come in,
right,
with some livable wages.
Right.
You know, the cost of living in Atlanta is $35,000 a year. You need at least $35,000.
Yeah. People just don't make it.
And it's doubly hard for a justice-impacted person to come out of prison to make that type of money.
Right.
And so what happens is you have some of these policies,
mm-hmm,
which I call barriers,
right,
the barriers to reentry. If you're telling me I can't clean a toilet at the world's busiest airport,
right,
because I got a felony,
right,
from 18 years ago,
18 years,
that's a barrier.
That's a barrier.
If you're telling me I must make two and a half or three times a rent,
right,
and rent can range from what, $1,200 to $1,700,
right.
So if you're telling me that coming out of prison, I need to have this type of money to even come in, that's cost prohibitive. That's a barrier.
That's a barrier.
So I just gave you two different barriers. I can give you one more. In California, a California inmate can fight a fire and earn $3 to $5 a day.
Right.
But upon his release, he cannot go to the Los Angeles Fire Department and apply for that same job where he'd be making $79,000 a year.
Yes.
That's above the poverty line.
Right.
That's a career.
Right.
And so the likelihood of him reoffending gets minimized. Right.
And he probably learns skills that he can't even transverse out of the prison because he got a criminal background.
There you go. And so the point of my documentary, Mugshots to Metropolitan, that I will be releasing on June 19th, which happens to be Juneteenth. Shout out to Juneteenth. Major shout out to General Gordon Granger, who was the United States general who went down to Galveston, Texas.
For real?
And told them people, let them black people off the plantation. Slavery is over.
I I didn't even know that.
General Gordon Granger was his name. Yeah,
you're
I got
so
in
smart.
The I got in the documentary. I just thank you. I just read a lot, study a lot, because I want to bring this information to our people, because it's empowering information.
Right.
We are, you know, the Bible says, you know, our people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah,
and that's why we pay. It goes across all different landscapes. Even though I'm a restorative justice advocate, It's not solely just about prison. I want to restore these households,
right?
Because when you had mass incarceration, you had a mass exodus of men inside of these households,
right?
And so, with me being 17 years removed from society, I'm seeing a lot of the damages and the collateral consequences of men not being in the households,
and even
men not properly, positively collaborating with women.
Right.
Because it's not just so much, oh, since the men been out the household, everything's been running bump. No, because women, y'all do a tireless job. I salute women 365
yes.
days. I'm not about calling you on the proverbial Mother's Day.
Right, right.
I'm about acknowledging you every day, the superheroes, the selflessness you do, the thinklessness jobs that y'all do.
Right, right.
So, you know, with mass incarceration and before that with the drug epidemic, See, it was all systematic. And I break this down in the documentary. It was all by design. And I think sometimes what happens is if we throw out the information haphazardly, slavery or racism or this, and we don't have any context, People take that as an excuse, a cop out, or it's less legitimate.
Right.
So this documentary is about putting all the pieces to the puzzle together on the board and making one big picture.
That's why I like you, Anthony, because you give out the facts, and the facts are needed because in our community, so many people lack, just like you just said, lack knowledge, you know, and that's the way we put the puzzle together. When you have a piece and I have a piece, and we'll just find a way to put those pieces together to make the full picture so that somebody can understand. You know, I have two cousins who've been incarcerated. One just got out about a month ago, and he's had two different stints. One, he did 10 years, and he just came home from doing another 5. And then my other cousin, he's done 12, and he even was found not guilty on some charges, and he had to go serve some more time, and he was going to get ready to come home. He was in the barbershop getting ready to come home, and all the guards came down with him, and they came to tell him why he was getting his hair cut, that he had to stay in prison. And he'd been in prison another 3 years because he was found not guilty, but the judge wrote guilty on the form. And you know, that's just a way that they use to keep us inflicted, keep us down. But I wanted to bring light to this situation with you because it's needed. You live through it. You are experiencing the carnage that comes behind being an incarcerated person. You know you've dealt with loss with different family members. You dealt with loss with your dealing with your kids.
Yeah.
You dealt with a whole number of situations, and those types of things need to be addressed so that the young brothers on the street can understand you out here doing this, just like you just said, crimes. If you commit crimes, you purposely doing it. You gotta know it's consequences that come.
It's definitely consequences, and like I said, going back to the restoring, we have to restore a sense of parenting.
Right.
We have to restore us as a parent. I can see how, a kid, a parent, wants love from their kid. A parent, wants to engage healthily with their kids.
Right.
But kids absolutely need instruction.
Kids
are not pint-sized adults.
Right.
And I think a lot of times, we're confused in the fact that just because they may talk a little more advanced than we may have talked at 15, because they are exposed to way more than we were.
Right, right.
But they're still children. They're still developing. Their brains are still developing. And it's our duty, not just as the biological parents, but as a sense of community.
Right.
To pour into young people good stuff.
Right. Right.
They got everybody going to give them. They got more than enough friends.
Negative, yeah.
They got more than enough. They're going to see it on TikTok. They don't need. So what they need from me, I'm okay with people calling me Unc. I did used to bristle at it, Unc, because back, street vernacular,
yes.
We used to call Unc junkies.
Right.
That's something that young dope boys would call an older dad, uncle. I'm not even going to bother to know your name.
Hey, right.
Just what you need, how many you need.
Right.
But now, I'm taking on that avuncular title, because that's what the avuncular, just avuncular title, you know, with a sense of this is my duty to pour wisdom
right
into these young people.
And if they can and respect you enough to say it.
Exactly. And it's not so much about, and I'm not trying to be their friends. I'm not trying to be these 20-year-old friends.
Right, right.
I want to give you some guidance, not preach it to them, but let them see that, you know, a lack of direction cost me 17 years out of my life. But luckily, I was able to make some type of purpose out of them by actively seeking purpose and seeking therapy. We got to really promote therapy.
Right.
And therapy is nothing but just getting stuff that's inside of you out of you.
That's
all it is.
It's crazy.
And people think that you got to lay down, make an appointment to some, you know what I'm saying, doctor and possibly pills in it. Sometimes, yes, if it's thing. But 9 out of 10, sometimes these kids just want to talk.
Right.
Or sometimes adults just want to talk.
Right.
And I just want to talk. Hey, I had a messed up day. I'm feeling low. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm feeling low. Nothing is going right. And if I get it all out,
wow. You'll be like, sometimes I'll be like, damn.
Sometimes I've told myself, I get it all out. I'm being melodramatic, really, because all I got to do is, man, I'm absolutely broke. I don't have a coin in my pocket. Wait 2 days, you get a paycheck.
Right.
Wait 2 days.
Right.
So I'm going to go around with this whole spirit, just get it out.
Get it out.
And once you get it out and evaluate, and sometimes it's too heavy, now we go to the professionals or go to people that we trust.
Right.
Don't always just look for pats on the back.
Right.
What helped me grow up, like, I had the benefit, it was a gift and a curse, but being around men in a prison, it's not a lot of kid gloves.
Right.
These guys is dealing with existential. You got some guys that's been in prison for decades. Some guys are going to be there for the rest of their life. Some guys that's losing their family members of the week. Some guys that's being oppressed by the system. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. Wow. So, I never thought about it.
So it's not. It can be extra toxic and hardened, because now a person, it's more difficult to expose genuine feelings.
Yeah, because you got to cohabitate together.
You got to cohabitate. It's not like I'm going to the other side of town. You know what? You just pissed me off, Tundi. I don't want to be around you for a couple of weeks. No, because you just live in the next housing block.
Right.
Or the next cell. Right. God forbid, in the cell with
in
me.
The same cell. Mm.
So now I'm dealing with these arcane politics. So, you know, everybody's going through a lot in life, so we just got to, you know, get it out of us and play our roles, play our positions, and welcome our positions.
Right.
Stop running around. We're not this Peter Pan complex that we got in the black community.
Right.
I see when I see older people in our community, 6-7 generations, and they just walking around and their posture still correct and they just smile. They got all this wisdom in their eyes. They're not trying to be 22 again.
Right.
We're not here to be here forever.
Right.
We didn't come to stay. We're here to do something and make a difference in somebody's life and be a beneficial presence to somebody else, because we're going to go.
Right. That's right.
We're going to go.
Right.
Whether you like it or not,
you got to go.
You're going to go.
Yeah. My mama always said they got long grades just like they got short grades. And you never know what your purpose is. And it's crazy that you said that, because my cousin, her son, he passed away at 17.
Rest his soul.
But my mama said she had this dream about all these leaves. And she said that God showed her that those were the souls that his passing brought all those kids' souls to him. See, sometimes God will sacrifice one.
I believe that. Amen. Ashe, I believe that. And this little bit of infinite mind we got, do you think we can begin to understand the awesome and the magnitude of this?
We can't.
They say Yahweh is terrible.
Right.
How magnificent. I almost got tears in my eyes talking about how powerful.
Yes.
So I never try to, why did this happen? Brie Asia Powell, rest her soul. I think it's senseless. That's the young lady that died this week.
Explain
through gun
that.
Violence,
yeah.
She was at Mays High School as a news classified at an unauthorized graduation party with the girls at his school.
At the school,
it's 100 other places that 16-year-old girl could have been at.
I'm telling you,
that was less reputable than Mays High School.
Mays, right?
So the issue is, you. My point that I was making, that when it happens, tragedy happens, rest her soul. I'm gonna find a purpose in it.
Right.
And my purpose in it is the next young man that I see. And I seen a young man the next day, as a matter of fact, with a gun on his hip at a park, and we did pull up on him. And we did pull up on a young man.
Right.
Three of us, three men.
Man, why you got this gun? What
are three
you,
men.
What are you doing?
Pulled up on this young man in the park.
Right.
A baby around here.
Right.
So why do you feel like you need a gun? Right. We understand it's your right. A right to carry and no right to bury.
Right.
And it's men talking to another young man, and we not call him out his name.
Right.
He doesn't have to feel like he need. Oh, I need to protect myself, so let me pull out. Nah, but it's right. Men. We want some answers.
Right. What's up?
We ain't gonna. Oh, he got a gun. Let me walk on the other side of the street.
Right.
Oh, he got a gun. Oh, that's just a young. Oh, the police will get him. Oh, nah. We ain't on. We gonna get to him.
We gonna get.
What's
to
up,
him.
Young bro?
Right.
Why you feel you ain't say we right here? It's kids playing. It's laughing. Ain't no gang bang. What? Why you need a gun in the park?
Right.
He couldn't give us a reason. Guess what he did? Went to his car and put his gun up.
He did. That's
what men need to be in these communities. And it's a way to do it. It's a respect. Because he still deserves respect. Just because he was young, younger than us,
right.
And could have been our son. He's still a human being. He deserves respect.
Right.
We ain't rolling up him, calling him outside his name.
Right.
We're not talking to him in a tone because he's not our biological son. So we ain't not his daddy.
Right.
So we're not going to get to them little.
But respect goes a long way.
Respect is two-way street. Respect is two-way. So as a 17-year-old kid, whatever, 15, whatever, he deserves respect.
Right.
But you got to respect us too.
Right.
Because we come respectful, and we not come on behalf of us. We come on behalf of the community.
Of the community.
And that's what. And it's more men need to do that. More men need to step up. More men, we need... Men and women, adult, we have to step up and take ownership of our community. It's only so much the mayor can do. It's only so much Atlanta Police Department. Because Atlanta Police Department, they only know one way.
Right. That's
they
after.
Shoot. They shoot one way and lock you up one way.
Eliminate the threat. That's what
they
that's
only
what
know that.
Said. That's all they know. That's all they know.
So we done waiting on them. We have to. And we done. And some of these parents, they don't qualify. So if we know that, we don't have to be judgmental. We can help.
Right. Right.
It's enough resources. I work security. I see the money that we waste.
Right.
We can help.
We can help.
We got to stop being so greedy.
Right.
This money don't mean nothing.
Right.
You see it.
Right. Yeah.
This money don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing.
And we cherishing it.
Yeah.
We'll kill you over it.
Right.
Cheat you over it. Lie about it.
Lose all type.
Burn
of
bridges.
Right.
I'm going to borrow money for you. No one ain't going to pay you back. No one ain't got no way. I don't know how I'm going to get it. I'm just going to. So I'm going to lie to you. Finesse you.
Right.
Get and then beat you getting mad when you ask me for it. Because now it's little. Y'all, you strutting this little $20 or you on my back.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
Why is you?
Why
now
you
we,
tripping?
Now, these are integrity issues.
Yeah.
That's what we got to get back to.
Yeah.
We got to start calling this out.
Yeah.
We gotta start calling it integrity issues, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you did. You broke it down so good, and I appreciate that. You know, but I always want to bring the listeners a message. I always say viewers, because I'm y'all know I'm trying to come. I'm coming with it.
You coming with it? You gonna come with it?
I'm coming with it. But just to have you know a perspective of a gentleman who has been there, done that, and knows, and you know, 17 years a long time. That is a long time to, you know, and it ain't like you dedicate your life. You know what? I'm waking up today and I'm going to go to prison, you know, and I'm going to just dedicate my life to learn what this prison system has to teach me. No, it's something that happened. You dealt with it. You survived it. You grew. You got knowledge and you made it out. And I like that, and I'm glad you did. Tell everybody your email,
okay.
Your Instagram, where they can reach you.
Okay.
And if you want to sponsor this brother has this production company. He's really trying to manifest it and get it off the ground, doing some good positive work. Anthony is always in the community coming, so I want to give him the opportunity to tell you how to reach
him. No doubt. Thank you, Tundi, once again. I'm on Instagram at The Real Anthony J. A. I. Brown. The Real Anthony J. Brown. That's on Instagram. My email is AnthonyJAIBrown@gmail.com. AnthonyJBrown@gmail.com. My Instagram is Show It All. I'm working on the site, but it's a labor of love what I'm doing. Yeah. This is what I do. I wake up like this. So I thank you again, Tony, for allowing me to be on this platform. Look out for Mugshots to Metropolitan. It will be released on June 19th.
Oh, and tell them about your book and how they can get that.
Oh, Razor Wire Love. That was published independently. So you can just go to the IG. I do everything independently. Everything is independent. So just go to Anthony J.A.I. Brown, the real Anthony J. Brown at Instagram.
This brother says he does everything independently, but I want him to get what he needs as far as funding and what he needs, because at the same time, it takes money to make money, and it's not, and he said it's a labor of love, but it takes money to put a picture out to the world, an important portrayal of what's going on in the communities and how we as African Americans, as Black people, can try to change our surroundings, you know, and I think that's very important. We have to do that one project at a time, one story at a time, one mugshot at a time, you know, and it's crazy. But we love you guys. I'm not going to take too much of your day up. It's Sunday, June the 4th, 2023. Again, Eyes on the Prize 16@gmail.com. Unusual_blessings on Instagram. So I told you guys that I am getting this site together so that I can do a barcode that so that you all can, you know, if you want to donate to the cause, you can just use this QR code. And the only thing I'm holding on is a check. I don't use checks, so I had to order some. So as soon as I get that information for you, we will have that. But I love you guys. You all have a good day. We didn't have any music today, but we did have some good, solid information from this brother. And again, it's your girl Tunde and the Unusual Blessings Podcast. You guys stay tuned and we'll be back again. It's your girl Tunde. Peace.